Jonathan, it's an awesome day. This is a blessing. This is a vacation for me to be able to do this. In fact, the minute I'm off the air here, I'm going to go keep hammering across social media and posting headlines. You know, I have a staff that I can have, you know, control the headlines on multiple different web properties. This is all for Jonathan Emord today. Okay. Yeah. So everything's Jonathan Emord and this event. So even if I'm off the air, I'm not stopping the advocacy here. I'm just working behind the scenes.
Thank you so much, Mike.
God bless you, my brother. And how much longer do you have before you have to run to do all that other stuff?
About now, actually. Okay. Yeah, there's I need to get my hands on the knobs and buttons and keep rocking it behind the scenes.
Yeah, so again, Mike's still participating in this when he's off the air. And if you want to stop in before we finish the next hour, you're welcome anytime. And like I said, I can't say thank you enough to you, my friend, and all that you stand for. And I'm just happy to be on this planet at a time when you are here too.
Oh, yeah, man. Let me second that. I am so grateful to you, Mike, for all your support. I'm also grateful just for who you are and who you have been. You have consistently been a true friend of liberty, and I don't think that there's any greater compliment I can give to a person. I give that label, true friend of liberty, out very rarely, and I give it out because there was a great friend of liberty called John Wilkes, and he said that the epitaph, the thing that he wanted to be known for most, was that he was a true friend of liberty, and the founding fathers would use that same form of recognition for those that they loved and believed were indispensable to the fight for freedom in America. So, Mike, you are a true friend of liberty, and I'm so grateful for you.
Well, that means a lot, Jonathan. That's a tremendous blessing to receive that from you, and especially to receive that from an upcoming United States senator is an extraordinary blessing. So thank you so much. And Robert, for all that you do, Super Don, I'm going to say goodbye right now for now, but again, I'll keep promoting the event, and I'll be watching it as well. So I love the amazing guests that you brought in, Robert. It's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. I plan to interview several of them, by the way, like Dr. Berg, as you know, reaching out. So thank you so much for putting this together, and we all work together. We can make this happen.
Yes, thank this you. Is a reality. It's already happening. So thank you, Mike, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams.
Thank you.
Brighteon.tv, Brighteon.com, and here on the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition for Jonathan Emord. And you see what's scrolling below us if you're watching live or later, emord4va.com. You can support Jonathan with a $25 donation. It'll get you Emord for U.S. Senate hat. He'll sign it for you for $65. That's not much. You'll get The Authoritarian's book. I got it in hardback here. And The Rise of Tyranny by Jonathan Emord, and this fun holiday book, How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa 2. Just go to emord4va.com. There's a special link to do that. And we appreciate that you share the good news that Jonathan Emord, as a U.S. senator, what he will bring back to this Republican form of government, that is the defense of individual liberty, a restoration of this Constitution that we hold so dear, that limits government and maximizes your freedom, our freedom to choose the health care, the things that we want to express in life, and even the freedom to disagree with one another and be okay with it. That's, you know, a big part of Jonathan. You know, I know you as such a man of integrity, and we're going to get Stu back on in a minute just to hear a little bit more from him as well, because these are good people that support you, and we want to say thank you to them. But it isn't about all of us having to agree, is it?
Absolutely not. But we need to be civil in our treatment of one another. We need to respect each other. And that's part of the big problem that we've had with this cancel culture, with the idea that someone whose views disagree with your own needs to be permanently banned from the platform and the marketplace of ideas. This is a reprehensible movement that is antithetical to the very foundational beliefs that we all should have as people in a republic. We believe in freedom. The whole purpose of our republic is to defend individual liberty. And part of that means to be tolerant. To be tolerant of those who share views that disagree with our own. And you know what? When you are tolerant of opposing views, you learn something. The amazing thing about that is that when you allow others to communicate views that disagree with you, you either will suffer, heaven forbid, a degree of persuasion where you change your views yourself in some respect, or you will come to a greater understanding of the foundations of your own beliefs and why your views are appropriate or ones that should be supported. You get a better depth of understanding. And so progress of mankind very much depends upon debate, depends upon intellectual disagreement in science and in government and in politics, religion. We have to have these open debates, and we have to do so in a civil manner so that all of us can hear and all of us can have a chance to speak, but we all must listen to those who disagree with us. And I think one of the big problems of today is that this radical movement, Marxist movement, is all about censoring people because Marxism in the end is such an enormous lie that when it's exposed to the light of day and true debate, you end up with people realizing just how awful it is. It's no mistake that communism and Marxism has resulted in the greatest loss of humanity in the history of the world. The reason is that when you invest people with absolute power, totalitarianism, and you deprive the public of their rights, you end up with absolute misery. You not only have total abject slavery, but you also have poverty, and you also have no innovation, and you also have an existence where you dare object, you dare deviate one iota from what is expected of you by the government, and you suffer a sanction that may actually result in your loss of life. And believe me or not, the victims of communism are in the hundreds of millions since the advent of the rise of communism. So we are in a republic. We have freedom. It is precious. Our republic exists nowhere else on earth. Nowhere else in the history of the world was there a republic. Prior to our republic, the divine right of kings existed, where only kings had rights, and we had rights by leave of the king only. So the rights revolution that took place in the Enlightenment era resulted in John Locke's Second Treatise on Government and the notion that individuals have rights as a birthright from God, and that they were unalienable. And so that was a revolution in thinking, but only here, only in the United States of America, was a constitution created, a written document that was dedicated to the principle that the government itself would have to preserve and protect individual rights. And that remarkable circumstance has never been replicated since, despite revolutions that were designed to replicate the American Revolution. They all failed.
Yeah. Where only you here. Want freedom, this is the place. And if we lose it here, there's nowhere to run, folks.
That's right.
So stand up, donate to Jonathan E. Moore's campaign for the U.S. Senate. It'll be quite impactful all across the land, all across every state and every U.S. senator that will be in the sphere of Jonathan E. Moore will be impacted positively by this. And we are not advocating censorship. We are advocating engagement and welcoming ideas that may be even disagreeable to us, because we're not afraid to defend our ideas and engage in debate and discussion, even argument. And we're better for it, as Jonathan pointed out. And I think most people that have maybe historically liberal leanings used to appreciate that. Their party has abandoned them. And this isn't even about party politics. This is about a particular individual, Jonathan E. Moore, going in to defend those founding principles that I think we all as Americans would and should value. And emoore4va.com. Cheryl, are there any more shout outs to anybody to say hello to and say thank you for the donations rolling in here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.tv, simulcasting all over the world, but particularly here in America? Even if you're not in Virginia, you can support Jonathan. And by the way, while she's looking, Jonathan, what's the maximum people can give for this segment of the campaign?
So a husband and wife can give for both the primary and the general election a total of $13,200. An individual can give half that.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, we welcome contributions of any amount, but it's really important. I have to emphasize this. It is important for us, if you can, to contribute, because we are building a universe of patriots that are active in support of our campaign. And so we need you to stand up. We need you to be recognized. We need you to take that affirmative step of donating. Even if you consider it to be a small amount, it is nevertheless critical, because what it does is it puts you on record as being an advocate of individual liberty, as being opposed to the deep state, as being opposed to a government without limits to power, that stands for the proposition that we in this country are given by God unalienable rights that must be protected from government, and that we must jealously guard those rights. And government is only just when it protects those rights. So look, if you can, right at this moment, donate to the campaign. We welcome it. It will make an enormous difference, mm-hmm. believe it or not. I mean, even if you cannot afford to donate more than $5, your donation is still deeply appreciated and will make a big difference. Of course, if you yeah. can donate more, please do. The cost of a campaign is enormous. We are going up against Tim Kaine. He has the entire Kaine
Soros-funded money supply. Yeah.
Clinton-Kaine campaign. Remember, this was the vice presidential running mate of Hillary Clinton. He is backed by George Soros. He's had Soros money since he ran for mayor of Richmond when he got $50,000 from George Soros over 25 years ago. The point is that without your support, our message cannot reach the American people. We need to be able to reach everybody in Virginia. We need to be able to persuade them. And you know, just from listening to this program and listening to us, that our message resonates. Mm-hmm. It touches your heart. You love this country. You want to see a difference made.
What is that, Cheryl, you're pointing out to your husband there? What is that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's say, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this name correctly. It is Shay,
Mike and
you know
Shay.
Who it is.
Yeah, husband and wife donating.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
They donated a massive sum, and yes. I can't thank them enough. I love them,
yes.
And you love them too, Robert.
Oh, absolutely.
But listen, for everybody else, that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. If you possibly can do it, donate, and it'll make a big difference. Remember what we're going up against. Mm-hmm. Remember that we have George Soros, who's the primary backer of the entire Democrat Party. He's the one who's sponsoring this defund the police movement. He's the one who's sponsoring all of these prosecuting attorneys who won't prosecute, who are anti-incarceration people. Mm-hmm. He's responsible in large measure for the increasing crime in America. We have to stop this. And, you know, that's one of the things I'm going to introduce is legislation to amend the criminal RICO laws and the Hobbs Act, so that we can take that rascal Soros and put him behind bars where he deserved to go. Mm. And to stop all of those people who are a part of his movement that are causing people before they get elected to do the extraordinary thing of swearing that they won't abide by their oaths of office and actually prosecute the law. They're swearing in advance to get the money from the Soros people that they won't prosecute the laws, which is against
their oath of office.
And so it is inherently, by its nature, criminal.
Cheryl,
let's make it that way.
Some more shout outs? Because, man, Jonathan's on a roll here. I know.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, but again, I'm grateful for all these folks that are supporting Jonathan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Cheryl, go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know how to pronounce this, so you might have to help me.
Oh, that I know who this person is.
Oh, that's great.
So this is Fung's father.
Oh, I love him.
And I just want to thank him so much. And I just saw him the other day. So we're finding the people who know us are, I'm so grateful for that.
Yes.
And who we love are donating. And we're also finding so many others. So as this
and
comes
Kenneth,
in.
Kenneth, thank you.
Kenneth. We don't use your last names on these donations because we don't want to.
Violate your privacy or whatever. Yep. But yes,
thank you. Kenneth. And then we've got a whole bunch here. Look at my goodness. Well, this is.
Let me get them ready, and then. Okay. I'll
yeah, this is really impressive. Thank you so much.
Let's bring Stuart real quick back in. I had to cut him off because we're at top of the hour. Stu Epperson, and once again from LeBlue, we appreciate your support and your integrity in that. And God bless you. Please tell everybody why not only you, but you feel like everybody should support Jonathan Emord, how it will benefit us all, no matter what state.
Yeah, absolutely. An honor to be here. And I'm like one of those callers that calls in, you know, they call and they say, I'm going to hang up and listen. Because when I listen to that guy talk, I mean, that's what we need to hear. It's no nonsense. It's what our country needs. And I'm here mainly as a friend of Jerry Smith's, who's been a great friend and partner in Christian radio for years with LeBlue, Ultra Pure Bottled Water, and Mighty Muscadine. And he spent millions of dollars on medical research on his products at major medical institutions to show and to be able to share the health benefits, again, without making bodacious claims. So he just likes the freedom to share that with people without looking over his shoulder all the time. And Jonathan has been such a voice for that freedom when it comes to, you know, holding true to what's mm-hmm. true and helping people help other people and helping companies like LeBlue to do what to take off all these restrictor plates. And so thank you, Jonathan, for standing, you know, true. And I mean, if you taste this water, the little pure bottle of water, you won't want to drink anything else. And of course, Mighty Muscadine is great. Muscadine, great.
I think people will try product, it now just because you're supporting a candidate like Jonathan Emore, too.
And we thank you, Stu. And I really appreciate your support. And I appreciate the friendship of your family. My wife particularly appreciates your family, too.
Yes.
And we had the privilege of hanging out with them a little bit. And it was just a real joy.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Well, Jerry wanted me to say, you know, on behalf of all the folks that are in the nutritional space, all the folks trying to help people be, you know, solution, that we need a warrior to fight for us. And so we're grateful, Jonathan, what you've already done. I mean, you have a track record. You have victories in this area. And we're hoping for more of that. And we're hoping that people return. Of course, a lot of these answers to our health are right from the good book, right? Right mm-hmm. from the maker.
Right.
And we act like we're super smart. We're just providing water and providing things like he prescribes them, you know, in his work. So that freedom of speech and freedom of religion is another big one.
Super.
You
know,
so thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Stuart Epperson. Thank you for being on board, supporting Jonathan Emore and getting the word out through your network as well. We have more guests to show you and really be grateful for in support of Jonathan Emore's candidacy here for the U.S. Senate. Remember, go to emore4va.com. We have a QR code you can scan for $25. You can get Emore for U.S. Senate hat signed by Jonathan. If you're looking for fun holiday gifts or educational gifts. Well, the holiday gift is How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa Too by Jonathan Emore. He'll sign that for $65. You'll get not only that book, but you'll also get The Authoritarians, which is one of the greatest, I think, history books available now on the real history of progressivism from the 19th century to today. Every high school student should be reading this. The Authoritarians, he'll sign that for you as well. And the first book I read of Jonathan's years ago, The Rise of Tyranny, and you need to understand how we got here. Jonathan knows that means he also knows how we can unwind this disaster that is an abandonment of freedom, an abandonment of the Constitution. Now, we're going to introduce, let's see, where are we at the date? Oh, yeah, we got right now Larry Fox joining us.
Oh, great.
DDS. And by the way, Dr. Stephen Hotze is going to join us. He donated his hour on Brighteon.com to be here, and we thank him, and we're going to hear from him as well.
Thank you.
But Larry Fox, a dentist as well, Fox Family Dentistry. And what do you know about Larry Fox? We've got him linked up in the notes as well.
Well, Larry Fox is literally my brother. He's literally a brother to me. We're not from the same mother, but we are brothers. And I should also say that Larry Fox is a person of the utmost integrity. He's a dentist, that's his profession. He's a strong advocate of individual liberty. And he has been a blessing for probably, you know, half the population of Fairfax County sooner mm-hmm. or later. And I love the man. And his wife, Sherry Fox,
I call her
the commander, the field commander for Emord for Senate, because she, this woman organized a group of women in Northern Virginia who are tireless in their campaign for liberty and our campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they went to over 1,050 doors, knocked on those doors and met people in support of our campaign in Northern Virginia.
Nice.
They have been really a blessing and they are so strong in their support and they have brought in an enormous number of additional volunteers. So it's telling us that the grassroots movement for our campaign is so strong. And that gives me the utmost confidence.
It's crossing the political divide too, Jonathan. I mean, when people hear you, they might have been historically Democrat voters and are like, we need this freedom again. We need bodily autonomy. Mm-hmm. We need someone to defend our right to not assault our children, you know, in school or elsewhere. So,
Larry, I should just say this. So mm-hmm. Larry is very concerned about the border situation and has been vocal in his criticism of the open border policies of the administration.
Let's bring him in. We want to, no further ado, Larry Fox, big supporter of Jonathan Emore.
Hey, Larry.
Dr. Larry Fox, welcome.
Hey.
Can you hear us, Larry?
I can. Jonathan, Thank you for those kind words. Yeah, I since it's over, I'm really unhappy with all the things going on. Price of gas.
Stand by, Larry. I apologize. We are getting dropouts in on your audio. I don't want to miss a word. Super Don, can you get him on the phone so we don't lose any of his words? Larry has been, again, a great friend to Jonathan and his wife, and they support him, and I want to hear from him and, of course, his concerns about the border. In fact, Jonathan, you're going to be going down to the border with Mexico near San Diego area, and you're going to be speaking at Turning Point USA's event at UCSD coming up Thursday. So tell everybody about what's coming up as we'll get
Larry on the phone. So on the 21st, I believe, I'm going to be September 21st, I'm going to be joining Customs and Border Patrol to investigate those parts of the border where fentanyl is coming through, and is you know, most of the fentanyl coming into this country is coming through San Diego, and I want to see that. I want to see the illegal immigration hordes that are coming across that border, and it's part of my campaign, as you know, to end this by doing a number of things. One of which is to, of course, finish border wall construction. But also the innovative aspects of my campaign, which no other candidate has advocated, but I think is indispensable, is to ensure that we change the immigration laws to ensure that individuals who seek asylum in the United States don't cross our borders illegally, but can only seek asylum through the United States embassies in their countries of origin or in adjacent countries, but not in the United States. And that will ensure that individuals who seek asylum can seek asylum, but they do so not by violating the law in the first instance, by coming in here illegally, be given a ticket and told, hey, look, 2 to 3 years from now, you'll have a hearing. See you later. Enjoy your life in the United States. No, that's not what we're going to do with people. We're going to have people come through the system legally. We have to have a legal system of immigration. Right now, it's totally controlled by the cartels. And they're putting in drug trafficking, sex trafficking, MS-13, 18th Street gangs. Then the other thing, Robert, the other thing is on the border states willing to defend the border, we need to jump over the Department of Homeland Security and have block grants to the border states so the border states can have the resources they need to hire the police and hire the National Guard that they need to secure the border. Those three measures, border wall, securing the border by having the block grants to the states to do it directly, and by having the asylum laws changed so that people seek asylum in their country of origin or an adjacent country, will largely eliminate this whole immigration disaster.
Let's bring Larry Fox back in by phone. Larry, can you hear us?
Yeah, I sure can.
All right. Well, so good to have you on. I wanted to get every word because I think it's important, the passion you have. You've heard Jonathan just share about his concerns about what's coming through the border. And you as a dentist, I mean, you're dealing with a lot of health issues, and we're seeing devastating health corruption by what's being funneled through the borders.
Yeah, it just bothers me that you have sex traffickers, MS-13 gang members, criminal of all kind, fentanyl being shipped across to China, terrorists, the people that aren't troublemakers speak English, and most will be on welfare, which means higher taxes for us. It just irritates me that the Democrats has become the party of child sex trafficking. So I think I heard you answer some of it, Jonathan. I had two questions for you. One is, how do we send back all the illegals here already? Number two, what do we do in the future to stop the influx?
Yeah, so with regard to illegal immigrants with inside the country, what we really need to do, because look, we've got a lot of people here who are bad actors. We have criminals in this country. We have people who are MS-13, 18th Street gang members, drug traffickers, sex traffickers, massive amount of fentanyl in this country. We had 130,000 fentanyl-related deaths last year. It's going to go up by 60% this year. So we have to crack down on this crime epidemic. And so what we do is make it a priority to, when we arrest individuals, no sanctuary cities, when we arrest individuals, that we export them who are criminals. And then in addition, what we need to do is to ensure that we then go through, and wherever someone is here illegally, they need to go back to their country of origin. If they want to apply for asylum here, they need to go through the United States Embassy. Hearings on these questions shouldn't be in the United States. They need to be in the countries of origin as well, or in the adjacent countries where they seek asylum. We have to do this because why? We have to stand for the rule of law. We can't knowingly allow people who break the law coming into this country illegally to remain here without violating the rights of the American citizens who are here, who came here illegally, came here legally, or who were born here. We need to protect their rights. We protect Americans first. Mm-hmm. We don't deny people the right to come here. We just have a legal process that must be followed through their United States embassy or the adjacent country embassy when it comes to asylum. And that's the least we should do. Otherwise, we have no borders. We have no protection at all. And what Larry's talking about is a critical issue. And the long-term process of protecting against it, that is the second question, really depends upon us ensuring that there is border protection. And we're going to get that best by who? By the states that are victimized the most, having the resources available to get more state police, more National Guard, and by ensuring that there's a change in the asylum laws and by building the wall.
By the way, the Turning Point USA event is going to be at a different location. Apparently, they were going to have it at UCSD, but it's like the woke universities. They don't want this information getting out. So we'll get that information out for those of you in the San Diego area that want to participate on Thursday. It looks like it'll be at 2245 Fenton Parkway, Suite 101, San Diego, California. But more information on that forthcoming. Larry, do you have another question for your friend, Jonathan Emord?
Well, yeah, I do. As far as, you know, oil and gassing really bothers me. Biden cut off the pipeline, and he's made it hard for to loan money to oil companies. It's harder now to lease us to drill on private lands. And so, Jonathan, what can we do to reverse that and get the oil and gas flowing again?
And we got 30 seconds before our break for our variety on, so go ahead.
Energy independence. Yes. We have to ensure that regulatory barriers to the production, distribution, and ultimately the availability at the pump are eliminated so that we can get gas back down to under $2 a gallon. We can do that.
Mm-hmm. Larry Fox, DDS, Fox Family Dentistry, thank you so much for your support of Jonathan Emord. God bless you.
Thanks, Robert, Larry, for having me on.
You got it. That's Larry Fox. We got to take a break now on Brighteon.tv. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, our friends at Brighteon.tv and Brighteon.com are taking a little 2.5-minute break. We still have the ability to continue on through the rest of the vast networks that are watching right now. And those of you who are watching live or later, you can still support Jonathan Emord's campaign for the United States Senate in Virginia. EmordforVA.com, EmordforVA.com. We need constitutional limitations placed back on our government, and we need people in Congress and the Senate that will actually abide by that Constitution. Jonathan Emord is known to do that. And, you know, as we heard from Mike Adams and a number of other folks that have been on with us, why they support him and why I'm urging you to support him and how important this is for all of us, no matter what state we are in, to get him into the United States Senate. EmordforVA.com. Just a reminder, thank you, everybody, for donating right now. For $25, you can get this hat, Emord for U.S. Senate, and Jonathan will sign it. For $65, you can get one of his most seminal important books. This is called The Rise of Tyranny, as well as The Authoritarians. This is a book for the ages. Everybody, especially these high school kids, need to come up, middle school kids, to learn how we got here. And then a fun book for the holidays, How Biden Stole Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, too. It's like a Dr. Seuss illustrated book. It's fantastic, and it'll be a great gift for the holidays coming up. And he'll sign all three of those books just for a little $65 donation. But you can give more. You can max out. Again, many of you are, and I thank you for that. And we'll continue on with this extraordinary day here, a very unique time. And when we come back from this break, also, we're going to say thanks to Dr. Stephen Hotze, who donated his hour on Brighteon.tv so we can extend this and do a 3-hour marathon telethon. And it's short by telethon standards, but for those of you who've been wanting a 3-hour show, we got it here going on. And I thank everybody for their support, directly and indirectly, of Jonathan Emord. Some of you could just be sharing the website, emordforva.com. You know, Jonathan appears on this show every week. We do the Sacred Fire of Liberty and have done so for about 10 or more years now. So it's really, really so extraordinary how you can participate, even if it's just by sharing, hey, did you hear about this guy running for U.S. Senate? He's going to put Tim Kaine out of work. And that's a good thing, because Tim Kaine was a Hillary Clinton lackey running for vice president at the time with Hillary. George Soros money. They want to mandate jabs and injections. They want to mandate masks. They want to mandate teaching children about transgender ideology, woke ideology in the schools. I don't care if you're left, right, center. That's not right. Give kids a chance to be kids. Let's protect them in their innocence as long as we can. And that's a big part of this. So let's see. When we come back from this break, oh, we're back, I think. Hey, welcome back, everybody, on Brighteon.com, Brighteon.tv. I just want to let everybody know that Mike Adams wanted you to know, the Health Ranger himself, that he donated $3,300 of his own money out of his own pocket for this campaign, just to let you know it's not just blowing smoke. That's not what he does. That's not what we do. That his support of Jonathan E. Moore is real, all the way into his own pocketbook.
And so, his lovely wife also donated the right, same amount.
Exactly. And so, folks, this is a time where we have an opportunity to save America, this country. Getting Jonathan E. Moore into the Senate. We know it's not the only thing, but it's a significant big thing to do. And you can do it as little as $5 if you want, or any amount that you can, up to the max. We appreciate that so very much, Jonathan.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And it's making a world of difference. And I want to thank everybody who is donating. Mm-hmm. It's making a huge difference. This is the way we get our message out. Of course, it's not free to send emails and to send it when you're doing it in mass like this. And when you are doing the direct mail and when you do the commercials, like the commercial that you saw that they did following us on our rallies across the state. And those mm-hmm. rallies, too, cost a lot of money. So having your support, having you stand up and be counted as a person who defends individual liberty to yourself and wants individual liberty defended by your government, which is the bare minimum that we should expect from our government. That's critical. And I need you as a part of our movement, our campaign. Mm-hmm. And by donating, what you're saying is, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm supporting this movement. And we will save America. We will save America mm-hmm. because we will stand up united, and we will be sure to elect those candidates that are necessary to ensure that we are not victimized by socialism, that we are not victimized by runaway spending with no limits whatsoever. My goodness, how many years has it been that the Congress of the United States has had a budget that the administration just simply refuses to be bound by any limitation whatsoever? We got a $33 trillion national debt. And we have more government spending, more money is being pumped into the American economy than at any other time in American history by far, causing inflation at the grocery stores, making food unaffordable, and causing gas prices to go through the roof so that you can barely pay enough, if you can, to go to work. This is the ruination of our country. This is not going to get better, I'm sorry to say, but it's going to get worse unless we fundamentally redirect the direction of this nation back to protecting individual liberty, back to breaking down the barriers mm-hmm. to allowing independence in the energy world in our country. Yeah. Government shouldn't be in the business of dictating to us windmills and solar panels. You know what? Those are the least effective and efficient means of energy production. It's extraordinarily yeah. costly. Without government subsidies, there's no way you could afford the energy from windmills and solar panels. And then what about the environment? If you really care about the environment, you're not going to have a massive waste that is produced by the windmills and by the solar panels. Solar panels are toxic waste.
Think about all the rare earth minerals they're ripping out of the land and creating toxic waste pits. We're seeing more and more toxicity due to exposure to these materials.
You know, there is a solution to this. You don't have to abandon the environment to believe in energy independence in this country. There's free market environmentalism. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That means instead of having government bureaucrats dictate a one-size-fits-all solution to any environmental problem, you instead give tax incentives for the companies that know their businesses the best and know how to reduce pollution better than any bureaucrat. You give them tax incentives to reduce the pollution.
Well, look at what happens in communist countries, the most vicious pollution anywhere. Listen, we've got a special guest who donated to this hour so we could be on Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. I'm very grateful for this doctor, Dr. Stephen Hotze. And I welcome you to this special event in support of Jonathan E. Moore's candidacy. And we have his website linked up where you can meet and learn all about Dr. Hotze and what he does with the Hotze Health and Wellness Center. Dr. Steve, thank you for being on board and supporting Jonathan today.
Glad to do it. I know Jonathan Emore's got his work cut out for him, but I can't think of a better man to take on the current senator. What was his name? Keenan? What's it?
Tim Kaine.
Kaine, yeah, like Kaine and Abel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, like Kaine and Abel. That's yeah. Right. Well, listen, Jonathan, thank you for your courage and willing to stand at this time. I hope you guys can make sure that somebody make sure that they don't cast all these illegal votes. I'm down here in Harris County in Houston, Texas, and have fought for election integrity here in the state of Texas. And what they're doing, what they did across the country, they did here in Harris County. They literally had massive amounts of ballots by mail that were illegally turned in, and they manipulated the computers. It was a disaster. In fact, we have lawsuits right now that go back to the 2022 election. We have 30 some odd judges that have challenged the outcome of the countywide elections here in Harris County because of what happened, and they're still in court now. So we'll see what happens on that. But anyway, I give you my support and do whatever I can. As a matter of fact, I will contribute $1,000 to your campaign.
Oh, God bless
my goodness.
You.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Ross, so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Because this is really a time where if we get somebody in like Jonathan with his knowledge, his ability to beat the oligarchy and inspire others that are feeling this way in the Congress, in the Senate, and I see some of the Democrats are starting to go, ooh, this has gone way off the rails. There's a path out of this mess, and Jonathan can provide it. And Doc, as a doctor, you know, you understand the importance of freedom. Your profession has been under attack for those that dared to innovate for various things, including the last three crazy COVID years.
Right. And I do want to talk about that. I know you wanted me to talk about medical freedom, and I'm obviously a strong advocate of that and have been opposing the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex, which is made up of pharmaceutical companies, the hospitals, medical establishment, insurance companies, and the federal government. They have a stranglehold on the American public and healthcare. It's funded primarily, not just by the government, but primarily it's funded through the pharmaceutical companies. These guys, in my opinion, are the most corrupt individuals in the world, and they've shown it here in the with this death shot that they've been mandating across the public. I call it the COVID death shot. And I don't have time to go through all the statistics, but I've written extensively on this and have spoken on how you need to stay as far away from that injection, the COVID injection, as you would a West Texas rattlesnake. Stay away from it, folks. God's giving you an immune system. Look, I was on TV on Fox when this first thing started back in 2020. I think it was April of 2020. I was on Fox News on Sunday. Nationwide, and I was in the head up against me, doctor that was in charge of some hospitals there in Connecticut. And I said, look, all you have to do is strengthen your immune system. God gave you an immune system. Take vitamin A, B, C, D, get zinc. Make sure if you need it, get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all these things. You can bolster your immune system. You don't need to take any injection. It's not even a vaccination. mRNA
The COVID vaccine worked out so very well. We had 1.1 million plus Americans that died. Yeah. 1.1 million.
Exactly.
We were told all along a pack of lies. We were told that if
it was safe and effective, they said it was safe and effective. It's no more. They've never look. I've been in medical practice since 76. Never has the FDA said about any drug that they allowed to be sold that it was safe and effective. No drug has been said it's safe and effective.
That's
every drug you watch on TV, they talk about how great it is for 20 seconds, and then for 10 seconds, they tell you all the damages that it will cause could cause your body. Nothing is safe and effective.
And if
there's
they were
always risk
about,
involved
they were
with
truthful,
they wouldn't say anything about the risk involved with the vaccinations.
If they were truthful about the vaccinations, that 10 seconds would go on for 2 days.
Oh, yes,
you would have the adverse. I mean, as we know from the Pfizer adverse event information, this vaccine had more adverse events than probably any other drug that has ever been approved. In this instance, you have thousands and thousands and thousands of adverse event possibilities.
Literally millions. There have been probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.5 million adverse events. And somewhere in the neighborhood of trying to remember the number of deaths. There's one in a thousand. It's 100,000 people die from the injection ultimately, and it may not die immediately, but over time, that's how many die. But there's some phenomenal number, somewhere around 600,000, it's estimated, have died in the United States alone from the injection, and 1.5 million have been injured and seriously injured. So stay away from it. We'll say that. And let's go back to medical freedom. It's absolutely critical that you elect people like Jonathan Emore that understand how important it is for doctors to be able to express their opinions and their views about medical procedures, medical drugs, not to be censored. This is what the government does in line with the pharmaceutical companies and with big tech, big pharma, all the medical establishment, the insurance companies. They want to have a specific way for every doctor to treat. If you vary from that, mm-hmm. they call you a quack or you don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
When you simply challenge them with facts, and I'm telling you, the people that are giving disinformation are the government bureaucrat doctors, the Faucis of the world, mm-hmm. these yeah, people, right. and all these other three-letter agency bureaucrats from the AMA all the way down, the TMA, Texas Medical Association, all of them,
those three
hold the narrative and the party, and they hold the party line.
Yeah,
they if you challenge it, they want to take your license away.
That's right.
And that's just wrong. So you got, and everybody, I'm encouraging every look. Pharmaceutical drugs are all toxins. I learned this in medical school back in 1973 when I read my My first course was in pharmacology, and there's a chapter on how you detoxify drugs. All drugs are toxins. By definition, that means they're a poison. I don't believe you can poison yourself to good health. I believe you can, if you put the right molecules in your body, God has given your body amazing restorative power, and you can heal yourself.
We need that information getting out. Dr. Holtze, you've done so much to help people. We've got a link, I think, and images. I want you to share quickly, because I'm so grateful that you support Jonathan and give us this hour so we could do this. You've got some books, ebooks available. Can you share?
I do. I have books. Thank you. Anybody that I have four books that I'll be glad to give anyone here, and we'll ship it to you. Hormones, Health and Happiness, Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, Dual 180, and Join the Wellness Revolution. And then one on testosterone and men's health. So if you contact me at my office, put the number on 281 or use the QR scan. Or just call me at 281-698-8698, 281-698-8698. Tell them you heard me on the program today and you'd like a copy of the book. You'll give them the information. We'll ship it to you free of charge. I want you to take charge of your health, because we need Christian patriots that are healthy to stand up and fight the evil that's going on. One last thing I want to say. Did you see Saturday that Attorney General Ken Paxton was acquitted of all the charges that were brought against him? That was a huge win in Texas, and he can now he's a national leader in this, but the deep state was trying to bring him down with the rhinos in the House, and our attorney general, our lieutenant governor, stood strong, and the Texas State Senate, 16 of 18, stood strong and stood for Paxton, and he was acquitted of 16 articles of impeachment that were brought by the Texas House that were totally bogus. It was a sham impeachment. It was trying to intimidate people like you, John, and other politicians not to move, or else we're going to come, not to stand up against us, or we'll come get you. And Attorney General Paxton has stood up. And I'm in charge of conservative Republicans of Texas, and we stood with him for the last 4 months, and praise God that he won. I give God the glory and the credit, and I thank God that Ken had the courage to stand all the way to the end, and he was acquitted.
Well put, and I couldn't agree more.
Dr. Holtze, awesome. Thank you so much for what you're doing and what you've done for so long, and appreciate you here also on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and please pick up his books as well. And Dr. Holtze, again, thank you for donating this hour of the broadcast.
So we can. And I'm also I'm investing $1,000. And let me tell you, Jonathan, never ask for a donation. Ask for an investment. Say, I'm putting my name on the line and my money. I want you to invest in me. Ask people to invest. They'll give you money quicker when you ask them to invest than donate.
Great. That's all excellent right, advice.
Everybody invest in the future of America, the salvation.
That's right. Invest with John Emore for the future of America. That's what you tell
me. God bless you, Dr. Hutchie. Thank you.
Okay, guys. God bless you.
All right. Take care. We've got more Patriots to join in. And in fact, we're going to go into a little bit of a bonus round. We'll drop the Brighty on eventually, but we're going to go right through until we get everything done today. We're not going to go a whole lot extra, but we're going to go some extra. So stick around if you want more. Come to robertscottbell.com and we'll keep the broadcast going. This is a telethon extraordinary. I've got information about hydrogen that I'm going to ask Paul Berthaud to present as well by the time we're done. Jonathan, one of our good friends and big time supporters, and he's a true Patriot as well. You know, Cardio Miracle, I take it every day. It's been a godsend for me. My resting heart rate's in the 40s now. I'm running circles around my 20-year-old self, much less 20-somethings and 30-somethings at the kickboxing gym. And we have John Hewlett, a huge supporter of Jonathan E. Morta in this country, joining us now by phone. He's traveling the country with a great message for all of us. And John, why do you support Jonathan E. Morta for the U.S. Senate?
Because if we don't support people like Jonathan are willing to go into the public arena, we're not going to have a U.S. Senate because our country will be lost. And so I have all the confidence in the world that if we have a voice as experienced as one of integrity and also expertise in so many important areas, speaking the truth, the whole truth, and not being so politically maneuvering as our other politicians have been, we need to have people like Jonathan who are willing to do for our country by putting themselves out there and helping to make a difference. I couldn't be more enthusiastic about his decision to run for this important office.
Robert, you and I know John well, and we love John, and we love everything that he's willing to do for his country. And I'm telling you, I couldn't be more grateful for John. And he's supported us enormously. He's helped us tremendously. And it's great to see him. Mm-hmm. And I wish that we could have a video with him, but we have
he's traveling the world. He's on the circuit.
Yeah, you know? So it's my privilege to actually represent Cardio Miracle. And I'm just very honored so many different ways for John.
And then Cardio Miracle is a classic example of, you know, the dietary supplement industry. And I would say most of the folks in it are trying to do right. Granted, there's always problems in any industry potentially, but, you know, they've invested so much in the science to support and validate what they do. And if, you know, the freedom of speech be fully engaged, the things we would be able to say about what this is doing.
Yeah. The problem here is just the classic problem with the FDA, the prior restraint problem. You know, John's company has invested, as you point out, enormously in research. They have a lot of things that they would like to tell the public about the physiological effects of the product that have been validated in science, but they aren't able to do that because of FDA's prior restraint. So he does communicate some information, but my goodness, if the FDA were out of the picture and we had free communication for a First Amendment environment, he would be able to provide people with so much more information. And they would understand the true value beyond what they do presently, which is, you know, the reason why they buy it. But my goodness, the audience for the product would grow enormously. And many, many more people in this country would be benefited from the health benefits. So it'll come in time. Yeah. We're going to get there. We're going to get rid of the FDA censorship. We're going to restore First Amendment protection universally. We're not going to have a carve out for the drug companies to protect themselves from any form of competition. We're going to put the First Amendment back into the health realm.
Nice.
And we're going to have a free health environment in this country.
John Hewlett, Cardio Miracle, you got to tell me, you've been at this for so long. You have supported candidates. You've been engaged politically to save this country for a long time. What is it about Jonathan E. Morta that brought you back in? Because quite honestly, there's a lot of folks out there, granted, are skeptical and even cynical about anybody running for office. What is it about Jonathan E. Morta that brought you back?
Well, I happen to be one of those who believes that citizen candidates and politicians are what we need, that career politicians have proven to be tainted. I was watching, as I was leaving my hotel in Nashville today, a documentary on Jerry Brown, Governor Moonbeam from California, and it was so interesting. Now, this is a person who in his 20s decided he was going to be a lifelong politician. They talked about after losing, you know, after winning the governorship a couple of times and helping to destroy California, that he decided to run for president, lost again and again, and then went back. And I mean, his whole life was trying to feed off of the political trough. And to, you know, it was so interesting because he would campaign on the fact that they wanted to help fix the problems. Well, the problems were primarily ones that he initiated and others like him in cities and states throughout our country. So I, for one, when people often say, well, they have no political experience, I go, well, the hallelujah. I don't want people with political experience. I want people who are honest, who are intelligent, who can surround themselves with facts and truth and not necessarily be manipulated by the financial interests that govern many industries. And so I for one, admire so much somebody who has a little bit of life experience, a solid educational or business experience, and their desire to serve. And frankly, one of the most important things is if they understand and know anything about our Constitution. So I'm all for people like Jonathan, and I've tried to help with selected representatives and things, but I happen to know from my own 50-year experience of observing politics that a strong voice in the U.S. Senate goes a long ways, that senators can get things done, can stop things that are bad much easier than most other politicians. And then probably second to that, the importance would be a governor, because governors can, you know, help protect their own states. But no, I'm just very pleased with Jonathan's training. And of course, I have a personal interest from the standpoint that I happen to believe that the large corporations that dispense these drugs and various protocols we've observed are not thinking of the health, happiness, and human well-being of our electorate. And we need people like Jonathan Emord who will stand up for the rights of natural products, natural alternatives, and not have regulators that are totally revolving musical chairs with the pharmaceutical companies that they're supposed to govern out of the way, and that people can at least make their own educated choice.
Freedom, that, imagine that.
Involved.
John, God bless you and your support of freedom. Jonathan Emord here, and I know you're encouraging everybody to support his candidacy by sharing the information and investing in his campaign, as we just heard from Dr. Hotze. So, John, God bless you. We'll see you soon, and I thank you for your support.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for finding the time. I just got off flight from Nashville to Branson, and we're working with many of the great evangelical preachers and pastors throughout our country who are interested in freedom. In fact, we just enlisted Bill Cook of the America's Black Robe Regiment, Robert, who we met with a couple of years ago. Bill is now on Cardio Miracle, and we're helping to fund the Black Robes Regiment, which we desperately need, because it's often those spiritual and religious committed constitutionalists that are going to help people like Jonathan save this country.
Yeah, I know you're going to let them know all about them. So thank you, John. We're almost out of time, and I appreciate you, my friend. You know it.
Great. Thanks to be with you. Thanks so much. Good luck, Jonathan.
Thanks, John.
All right, that was John Hewlett, Cardio Miracle. We're going to wrap it up a few more minutes. We've got Craig Almendinger. How do you say
his
last name?
That's close enough. He'll tell you exactly how it's supposed to be said.
All right, Craig, supporting Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Craig, can we hear you? Craig, are you there? Now, I'm getting no audio or video from Craig as we're wrapping up here. But listen, if we can get him on in the bonus round, we'll do it, because I know he supports you. Tell us a little bit about Craig.
Well, Craig is a remarkable person who basically invented a process for reconditioning medical devices. So, you know, the cost of some of these medical devices, because FDA basically makes it a monopoly, is astronomical. And yet the medical devices, someone will have a pacemaker and die, for example. And the pacemaker is actually salvageable and can be used to help other people. And you can recondition them and include whatever parts need to be replaced and so forth, and then reintroduce that and sell it. So that secondary market is substantially less expensive, and it enables people, it saves lives, because people who can't afford a critically needed medical device like a pacemaker can obtain that pacemaker at a cost that is affordable to them, only if you allow the secondary market. So the manufacturers of original devices, OEMs they're called, oftentimes work with government to try to create regulatory barriers mm-hmm. to any use of their devices in a secondary market. And what Craig has shown is that that secondary market can be very lucrative and can also be extraordinarily helpful to people who have medical conditions but cannot afford, either because they don't have insurance, or if they do have insurance, it doesn't cover the full amount. They cannot afford the operations and the medical devices.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, his whole business has been very successful in this market, the secondary market of developing and refurbishing medical devices.
All right, we're going to try and get Craig on the phone for the bonus round, and we'll hear from, once again, Paul Barrettero, who's supporting through Echo Technologies. We're going to talk a little hydrogen, and I just got word from my friend Bob Rioran, who is going to donate a year's supply for someone who buy. I'll talk about the detail of this. This is a Chernobyl-level antioxidant, and Bob Rioran really loves and appreciates Jonathan as well. So we'll get to that. As we're in the last minute of the official broadcast through Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv, I got to thank everybody that's participated, all of you that supported us behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, so to speak, and continue on to give long after this telethon is over. Mike Adams is going to be sending it out everywhere. You guys can still go to emord4va.com and you can donate. $25, you get a signed hat. $65, you get three of Jonathan's books signed as well. And I would invite you right now to come to robertscottbell.com, because we're going to continue this broadcast, the bonus round of this telethon, at robertscottbell.com/listen. So we're not stopping here. We've got more to do, more to communicate, and we'll hear from Craig as well, who supports Jonathan Emord. God bless you all. Thank you, Cheryl, for supporting your husband, and love your kids too. And Jonathan, you're amazing. We're not done. We've got more to do. And remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show and beyond, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
I'm Jonathan Emord, a constitutional lawyer running for the United States Senate. I've been practicing constitutional law for the last 38 years, and during that time, I've defeated the FDA 8 times in federal court, which is a record.
The Pearson versus Shalala case is truly an extraordinary event in FDA history.
I'm doing this because I love my country, and I think you love your country too. We can build an America that is great. All we need do is get rid of the radical Biden-Kane agenda and replace it with patriotism. Restore our protection for our rights. We've got to save our country, because the woke mass mob is on the move. They never sleep. They never give up. We have to fight as hard, in fact, harder than they are, if we're going to save our republic, if we're going to give our children a future, if we're going to make sure that America remains the greatest nation on earth.
When your liberty is taken from you, you realize all too suddenly how precious it was. And we are in the midst of a struggle over individual sovereignty. Within 2 to 3 years, the greatest country on earth, the bastion of liberty and defense of our values and our fundamental right to individual liberty, is going to be destroyed if we don't act to stop the socialist resurgence that's happening in government and in industry, and if we don't stand up for the rights of Americans against this deluge of destruction of our rights and this mass movement towards collectivism.
Together, we can save Virginia and save America.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Emord.
I'm Jonathan Emord, and I approve this message.